WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mears' Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
All right, welcome. It is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and this is the last Friday of the month, which means we are supposed to have Tom Campbell on today, and I know he's around because he's been up all morning, but we haven't quite gotten a hold of him yet. We are going to discuss, when the law of attraction doesn't work. So as soon as we get Tom on, we will start this conversation, which I know is going to be fascinating. Tom always brings a very unique perspective when it comes to the thoughts that I have about how we think within consciousness. Tom always brings a very simplistic and gentle guidance to us to help us move into that state of love. And I think, a lot of times that we get kind of caught up in the different ways that we've been sort of taught are supposed to work. And when they don't work, we get just as frustrated and, all of our issues sort of come up. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And I know Tom will be joining us shortly. Tom is a nuclear physicist. He is been on a spiritual journey for most of his life. You can find out more about Tom. He has a wealth of knowledge that you can access, a great deal of it. If you Google Tom's name and go on to his YouTube page, he's got just a wealth of free videos that he goes into. Some of it is his workshops, some of it is different talks. I mean, he really has a lot of free information. He wrote three books called My Big Toe, and that series of books allows you to connect with his thoughts about how the universe sort of works. And so using a lot about quantum physics and a lot about the information out there about consciousness, you can find out more about his books. You can actually get them as a free download from Google. And his website is My Big Toe, but hyphens in between. So my-big-toe.com. And if you Google his name, Thomas Campbell, his websites will come up, his YouTube will come up. He also goes by TWCJR44, so Thomas W. Campbell Jr., I'm assuming, 44, so TWCJR44. And you can find out more information. It's all there. He goes into a wealth of different topics, and all of his information I find is extremely fascinating and fun. So I'm looking forward to us connecting. I always love connecting with Tom because he does offer this sort of gentle guidance and a way to sort of get out of our heads and move into our hearts and find love instead of fear. So it's always great when we get Tom to talk to us. And I'm not quite sure where he is, but I know he's around. He just hasn't been answering yet. So he'll be here. I'm very confident of it. Well, why don't I sort of talk about some of the thoughts that I have on when the law of attraction doesn't work. And when Tom joins us, we can definitely talk more about that. Okay, so I've been sort of going through my own journey and where I am and how to, work through some of my understandings. I don't always agree with the way The Secret was portrayed and the Law of Attraction, how, you know, you just have to change your thoughts and think only positive thoughts. And honestly, I think, you know, we need to be more authentic, and that by doing this, you know, fake it till you make it sort of thing, you know, we're actually putting more damage in our unconscious, because we're, you know, we're pushing down all of our very authentic feelings by trying to be someone that we're not. And I think it's really important that we, you know, we understand how we're sort of doing this, like how we're moving into, you know, pushing everything into our unconscious. So I think that's one aspect of it. I think, you know, I think a lot of times what makes it worse is that we feel like failures when the Law of Attraction isn't working. We feel like that we're just being betrayed, unworthy, abandoned by God again. And so I think there are some, you know, basic things that are the reason why the Law of Attraction doesn't work. And I think, you know, again, would love Tom's insight on this, but looking at, you know, I think one, there are a lot more laws that play in the universe than just the Law of Attraction. And so I think that's one of the things that we need to look at. There's the Law of Projection, where, you know, we are growing through our mirrors that we project onto others. And, you know, the Law of Attraction is that we're at a certain frequency, but if we're still projecting on our fears, it's, that's kind of what we're attracting, instead of actually attracting from the place that we're wanting to attract from. There's also using our will over the will of God, always trying to control our future through our own expectations and attachments and to what occurs in our future. We want to be in the driver's seat, and so the Law of Attraction, I believe, has been a perfect vehicle for our ego to try and get this type of controls, and we aren't really aligning with our soul and our inner divine essence so that we can create what our soul needs, and what, and so therefore we may not even be aware of some of the things that we're actually creating. And we also have this underlying unhealed unconscious programming that sort of governs our life, and a lot of this programming came into effect in the first 7 years. We also agreed to our family's lineage, so we have our family's lessons. We also have our soul's lessons from past life. So all of these unconscious programs came into effect in our life at this time, and when we try to change our old stuck patterns, they sort of are part of the reason why we feel blocked a lot of the times. And, you know, I think there's also a lot of confusion about what being responsible for our lives really means. The Law of Attraction uses responsibility to mean that we are attracting what we don't want through our conscious thoughts and our negative thinking. But I believe instead that if something is in our lives that affect us, we're actually responsible for our reactions, responses, acceptance, healing, and growth. And everything is in our lives for a reason. So it would be more beneficial if we could establish the reasons and the motivations for what we don't want in our lives, and from there make different choices. Okay, well, I think actually we're going to go to break, and we are going to try and find Tom, because I know he's out there, and I want to connect with him. So... You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I'm sure Tom Campbell will be joining us very shortly. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and will not be liable or accept liability for any loss or damage of whatever nature which may result from advice or information offered.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here. Despite your destination under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew what
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul Radio with Lori Houston, and we are still trying to get a hold of Tom. He hasn't been responding, but I know he's there and must be having some of his own difficulties. Thomas Campbell can be found on the internet at mybigtoe.com. He can be found also through his, they're his letters of his name, TWCJR, so Thomas W. Campbell, Jr., I'm assuming, 44, brings up a lot of information. There's a lot of different things that we are discussing. We're sort of discussing when the law of attraction doesn't work. However, we seem to be having some difficulties, so I will try and talk to a little bit more about the topic, because it is something that I am very interested in talking about. I always love to have Tom's opinion, though, and work with him when we do. Again, so let's talk, I guess, about the fact that, you know, a lot of the times we are caught up in this using our will, so, you know, our ego's will versus the will of God. And when I say the will of God, we have free will. We will always have free will. We also have a soul's divine plan, which is working with us to try and create a connection to our own essence. So if we can, you know, a lot of times when we're working with the law of attraction, we're working out of a place of fear. And so when we're working out of that place of fear, it doesn't allow us to create the way we're wanting to create, because we're looking at we're looking at, a lot of times we have these unconscious beliefs, so we're looking at different ways to try and find this alignment between what we want, so the way we try to control things and the way we have expectations and attachment to things. We want to be in the driver's seat. That's our ego. That's our personality, because of the way we've been brought up. And then there's the soul essence of us that is really trying to align with higher expressions, working from a place of love, working from a place of openness and moving forward. A lot of times, though, before we can do that, before we can move into our hearts and open our hearts, we have to, you know, really work through some of the things that are blocking us from doing that. And that would be some of the old things that that we're sort of took on in this life. And so that's part of the problem around this, is that, you know, it's kind of this will of ours, this ego will that's based mostly on fear and greed, to that is in alignment with our soul's journey and the path that we're wanting to achieve. So when it becomes out of alignment, I believe that, you know, we're in conflict. And if we haven't sort of fixed some of the unconscious blocks, some of the things that we that are working against us because we're not in alignment with both of them, then I think this is where a lot of conflicts come in. And then this is, I believe, a lot of the times why the law of attraction doesn't work, because it's really going against some of the things that we truly desire within our being. I think the way The Secret made the law of attraction, it's kind of offered that vehicle for us to control things, because it was, you know, if you, you know, just focus on the more money or focus on the external outside factors, and that will give you what you're wanting. But it kind of goes against a lot of what we're working towards as our soul. So I think, although it can be done, if we can get into that alignment and we can get into that focus, it's just, to what end? Because if we're working towards, you know, the things that we have issues against, like greed and all these outside factors that are not part of who we are, then that sort of really impacts how we're sort of living, how we're in conflict with what we're wanting to create from a soul's place, from an alignment of what we're truly needing within our life. And of course, we always get what we need. The law of attraction has sort of taught us that we can also get what we want by focusing and by, you know, changing our thoughts. And again, I do believe that by just changing our thoughts and sort of believing in this Pollyanna life, that we're really not bringing into alignment what and who we're truly trying to create here. So it's really, it really takes us out of where we're going and where we're wanting to go. Sorry, I'm really, really wanting to get a hold of Tom here, and I know that he is definitely around. We're just trying to to get a connection with him in a way that might bring him on here, because I know that you're more interested in how he's sort of feeling about the law of attraction and how that would sort of help him. But alas, I don't seem to find anything with his own phone number on it. Okay, well, let's continue. I'm sure there is something that is...
Hello?
Oh, there you are!
I'm so sorry. Time got away from me.
It did. Well, we've been sort of trying to go on without you, although I was trying very desperately to still get a hold of you, so it was getting me a little bit distracted. All right, so we've been sort of talking about the principles of, you know, when the law of attraction doesn't work. And I think there are a couple things that I've been sort of talking about that I would love your opinion on. I think part of what happens is, you know, I guess there's our, there's our divine will, which is, you know, kind of our will that the soul wants us to go for. And then there's kind of the ego's will, which is, you know, kind of what the secret sort of fed into us, where we could create all these outside things. And I think when we're not in alignment with maybe what our true spiritual essence wants, it kind of takes us away from actually creating. So creating what we're truly wanting instead of what we're needing.
It sounds like what you're talking about is the distinction between what comes from our intellect and what comes from our kind of inner self. I call that the intellectual level versus the being level. Yes. And what comes from our ego and what comes from, you know, a higher level, I guess, from love.
Right.
We tend to confuse all those things because we can't really distinguish one from the other. We think, you know, our wants and our needs are good things that, you know, we want to become love. You know, well, isn't that a good want? Mm-hmm. Yes, well, you can say that's a good want, but it depends on about how you approach it. If you want it because it's an intellectual thought, you think that that's a good thing to do. Well, I need to become love, or I need to be kind. I need to do some more community service. I need to be helpful. And because you intellectually have come to the conclusion that that's a good thing to do, then you go out and do it. You see, that's all for the wrong reason.
Right.
And that's when you do these things and they just don't seem to work out. You know, it doesn't seem to really pay off. You kind of, you do it and you do it. And after a while, it's like, I'm just going through the motions here. So it doesn't work out. So I think that's the confusion. We can get all wrapped up around what really should we be doing. And the problem is that doing isn't the answer. It's not about doing. We in the Western culture believe that in order to change anything or affect anything, you have to do something. You know, so we're very do-oriented. And what you need to be is be-oriented. It's what do you want to be, not what you have to do. You see, that's the real critical understanding. And if you're just doing things, if you're being kind because it's an intellectual thing and you're doing it, that's not the same as being kind, which doesn't need an intellect to inform it or to push it along or to, you know, make it get up and go. You just are kind. You are loving. You do want to become love. And that's what I'm talking about when I say from the being level. You have to be it, not do it. So that's the key idea when we talk about, we have, you know, this divine will and these other ways, these other metaphors we use to talk about it. Really, what we're talking about is being. That's the real you, just expressing yourself as you are, as you be. You know, here I am, you know, who am I? What am I? Just be it. And if that isn't pretty, then you need to change, you know, what you are. It's not that you need to act better, you see. We shouldn't go through life as actors. We should go through life as real people. So it's don't focus on acting better. What should I do? Or, you know, what should I believe? Or what are the things I should be focused on? That's not the thing. It's who am I? You know, just be yourself. And then take a fair, honest stock of who that self is. You know, let yourself just be however you are. And then you have to change it. You have to be differently. Now, that's an easy thing to say, but a hard thing to do. How do you be differently? Because you are what you are, right?
Right.
Well, you be differently. First, you need to understand the difference between the being and the doing. And then that'll get your focus right. It's not about what you do. So it's say, well, what should I do to be differently? You see,
right.
That's just not going to get it. That's not going to work. So you have to look at that being. What are and who are you at that core, at that being level? And the way to do that is start looking at everything you think, all the feelings you have. Don't look so much at what you do, but look at what you think, how you interact with other people. What's inside of you? What's the intent behind the doing rather than the doing itself? Is the intent to, you're kind just because you are, or is the intent to try to act more kindly toward other people? You see, there's a big difference. Now, yes, sometimes the doing can help lead into the being. And often we do first before we be. But right. We can't just do and figure that's it. We are kind of filling the prescription. Why isn't it working? Well, it doesn't work until it really changes you into a different person at the being level. So if you have to think about being kind or about being loving or about, you know, being helpful, and then you do it because you think you should, and that's a good thing to do, that's civilizing, and everybody around you will appreciate that, but it's not necessarily growing for you as far as your spiritual growth goes. Nice. So we appreciate when people try to act nice, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're growing up, or that even that they are grown up. I mean, we all know people who smother us with niceness, but we're not quite sure how sincere that is, you know? It's like somebody smiles too much at you, you wonder, what do they want? You know, so
yeah.
So that's the, I think, is that sort of what you're getting at, this
That is definitely a big piece of it. That's that piece where if we're not authentic, if we're not coming from that authentic place, then we certainly can't move towards where we're wanting or believing to come into alignment. That's a yes. I also want to talk about like when the law of attraction isn't working and the bit about this ego wanting to control things, because I mean, when The Secret came out, we're going to have only a couple minutes before break, but when The Secret came out, I mean, it was all about, you know, it was all external. It was all greed based. You know, how to have the bigger house and the beautiful car and, you know, all the women and, you know, all that. It was very much externally based. But a lot of people have, you know, it did open up a lot of people to understand that, you know, they have some control or they're in charge of their life to some degree. They're certainly responsible for their life, but I think it's confused a lot of people. And so when the law of attraction, they're focusing, it's not working. They get more depressed. They feel like, you know, again, they're being unworthy and abandoned and, you know, they go through all of that stuff even more. And I think a lot of it is because, like you said, you know, there's this big gap between who we're projecting we are and who we actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And also that we're not being authentic, and we have this misalignment with, you know, we think that this is what we need in our life or what we want in our life, but I think our soul has a different plan for us. And I know we have free will, so it's not like God's will is different than our will, but I think if we were more in alignment with it, it would come to fruition quicker.
Yeah, you're right. And if people understood how reality worked, why does this, why does The Secret work? You know, why is it that you can, as they say, program the universe to give you what you want? What's going on there? Why is that how does that work? And once you understand how it works, you realize how your ego can mess it up. Can pervert that thing, how it works.
All right, so we come back from break.
Are we ready for break?
Unfortunately, Tom.
All right. Well, let's do break, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
Exactly. All right. You're listening to Intuitive Soul Friends. We finally have Tom with us. Thomas Campbell can be found on the internet at My Big Toe, so my-big-toe.com. He's got a wealth of knowledge on YouTube. Just connect with him and find out all the information that he has. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks. You say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines of the airplane. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out straight up with you all night. Had I known how to stay alive. Let him know that you know best. Cause after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong. Things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you. And pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out straight up with you all night. And I don't know how to stay alive. She begins to raise his voice. You lower yours. Grant him one last choice. Drive until you lose the road. A break with the ones you follow. He will do one of two things. He will admit to everything. Or he'll say he's just not the same. And you'll begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out straight up with you all night. And I don't how to stay alive. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out straight up with you all night.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and we do have Thomas Campbell here. And we are talking about, you know, when the law of attraction doesn't work. We may discuss it again in August because I'm not sure we'll get all of it touched upon today, but yeah, let's go from where we sort of got you back on board and ready to talk about, I guess, how it does work and when it doesn't.
Okay, well, the law of attraction, and you know, earlier back in the 1950s, Norman Vincent Peale did The Power of Positive Thinking. You know, it's all sort of the same thing, and like in the video, the secrets, you find out that this has really not been such a secret. You know, people have known about this for 1,000 years or so, and that is that if you focus your intent on some future happening, that it increases the probability of that happening. So this works because we are consciousness. We are not physical bodies imagining we have a consciousness. We're consciousness imagining we have a physical body. And as consciousness, one of the feedback systems that we have as consciousness is our intent can modify future probability. That's because this physical reality we're in is a virtual probabilistic statistical reality. Okay, that's the nature of the reality here. So we can modify future probability. Now, it doesn't mean it's a done deal, that it's 100% sure. It just means we can raise the probability of certain events happening by focusing our intent on that event happening. Okay, now let's think for a minute. What is intent? What do I mean by that? Intent is not just making a wish. Okay, that doesn't carry much energy. Okay, think of light coming through a window and it's warming you, and you're standing in front of the window and the sun is shining and you can feel warmth of the sunshine coming through the window. Okay, that's maybe like making a wish. But then take that light, put a great big magnifying glass up in front of that window and focus it to a little point. Now you can burn holes through a piece of metal with that same sunlight, just the same amount of sunlight that was hitting your body and feeling kind of warm, can now burn things. It has a lot of power. Intent is the same way. You can have an intent that just kind of, you know, maybe does a little something sometimes, and an intent that is very powerful. And what's the difference? The difference is whether or not your consciousness, and we might say your mind, is still and quiet and focused, or whether your mind is jumping it all over the place. That's where meditation comes in. The reason that we learn to meditate is to learn to quiet our mind. So if you can get into a meditation state and find yourself in the void, in other words, you're not getting any sensory data information, you're not aware of any existence of yourself except as a point of consciousness in the void, then that's a good meditation state. And that's a good state from which you can focus a strong and powerful intent. Now, normally when people learn to meditate, their minds are all over the place. They try to empty their mind, get rid of all the thoughts, and that works for about 5 seconds. And then thoughts come and start to, you know, run around in their mind again, and they put them aside. And then after they do that for, you know, weeks, maybe it lasts for 15 seconds this next time, and so on. But you practice at that meditation, and eventually you can find this void state that I'm talking about. That's the point consciousness state where you are floating in the void as a point of consciousness. At that point, you're what's called sometimes your monkey mind, that chatterbox of a mind that's constantly thinking thoughts. And most of those thoughts are about analysis, about judging, about planning and manipulating, and it's, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to have for dinner? Where are you going to go? Who do you have to meet up with? What's this going on in this relationship and that? And all this chatter going on in your mind, your monkey mind. If you just tell that to sit down and shut up for a while, just be quiet. You know, I'm trying to be here, you know. And that's step one. That makes your intent strong. So if you just throw a penny in the well and make a wish, that is an intent, but it's a very minor intent. If you just, you know, say a little prayer like, "Dear God, give me a new Mercedes Benz," you know, that was part of the song, what, by, what was her name? Anyway, I can't think of her. Anyway, if you just do that kind of a thing, that doesn't carry much intent. Right. It's not a very powerful intent. If you can get all the thoughts out of your mind, get your mind focused to where there's nothing in your mind except that intent, and you have all your mental energy, all your consciousness is focused on that intent, now you can really modify the probability of what is likely to happen in the future. But again, it's just probability. You're not making it or forcing it to happen. You're just changing the probability of it happening. Okay, so that's the mechanism of how it works. Now, you have things that will get in your way of a focused intent. And one of those things is fear. Fear is a high entropy emotion, feeling, thought. It tends to create, you know, divisiveness. It creates, it pulls things apart. It has your mind racing and thinking. It puts you in the, you know, the fight or flight mode. You know, fear is not something that's cohesive and focused. It defocuses you on any kind of constructive thought. So that's one thing. Now, ego is just a part of fear. Ego comes out of fear. That's us reacting to our fear. That's our ego. So ego puts you into a non-focused state of mind. So if you have a lot of ego, then you don't have a strong, tightly focused intent. So now this is how, you know, the secret comes about, and people trying to program the universe, if they're trying to do this, and it's not programming the universe, it has nothing to do with the universe, it has to do with consciousness. So if you're trying to raise the probability something happened, but your intent is foggy and focused and unfocused and jumping around because you have ego, fear, beliefs, wants, needs, desires, all of the stuff, I want this, I want that. Like you say, I want a new car, I want a better house, I want a pretty girlfriend or a handsome boyfriend, I want a rich husband, you know, all the things I want. Well, all that is just ego junk. Mm-hmm. And if you try to focus on that, you won't be doing very, your focus won't be very good, because the very, that very subject is defocusing, if you will. Okay. It doesn't help. So just the mechanics of it don't work. But besides that, you have to take it one more level and say, why is it that we're here in this reality where we can have, you know, we are consciousness in this virtuality? What's the point? Well, the point is to become love. That's growing up, decreasing your entropy. We've talked about that before. So here's the point of why we're here. Now, that means getting rid of ego, getting rid of fear, letting go of your beliefs. So that's our point, and that's our purpose, and that's why we have this feedback system where we can modify future probability. Now, here we are wanting to use that feedback system for this system whose purpose is to become love, and what are we doing with it? We're trying to puff up our ego with it, you see? We're trying to go in the opposite direction that's intended. So we're running counter to the system. So here we are trying to use the system in its feedback against itself. The system wants us to create love, and we're trying to create ego, fear, you see? So what happens when you try to push a system to defeat itself, to move in the opposite direction in which it's trying to evolve? Well, generally what happens is that not only do you get disappointed, but you usually get a pretty strong lesson with it. You know, you get spanked and sent to bed without supper. You know, that's what will happen. So if people who are doing that, and I say, well, I tried to get a new Mercedes-Benz, I've been working on that, but, you know, none of them have pulled into my driveway yet with a, you know, I haven't won the lottery yet, and so on. And then you get discouraged or depressed, or this doesn't work, and so on. Well, that's because you're going about the wrong thing, trying to produce the wrong thing for the wrong reasons in the wrong way. And all that wrongness adds up to disappointment, depression, it doesn't work, you know, what's the point, you know, you get into that sort of thing. Right. So there is no free lunch. The only way for you to grow up is to do the work, change yourself, is to grow up. There's no shortcut that you can take to find happiness, to find joy, to find peace in your life. You have to change yourself. You can't say, well, I'd be joyous if I just had, you know, $1 million. You wouldn't be. You'd just be wealthy, but you wouldn't be joyous. Because until you do the work to change yourself, life isn't going to work for you. And you won't be happy. You won't be peaceful. You won't enjoy whatever it is you're doing. You know, it's just the way it is. So kind of let all that ego stuff go. Let all that fear go and just start working on improving the quality of your own consciousness. That's the key to success, not getting a new Mercedes-Benz from the beneficent universe because you ask for one.
Perfect. And so true. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. Your You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Thomas Campbell with us today. We're talking about the law of attraction and why and how it doesn't work and what we can do. I think we're going to be discussing this again in August. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. And we have Thomas Campbell with us. We're talking about the law of attraction, how it's supposed to work, why it sometimes doesn't work. And I think, you know, I think you brilliantly brought up probably the biggest point of it is that, you know, we are so focused, and I blame some of the teachings out there of that, but we're so focused. What we want is happiness. So we come up with all these different ways outside of ourselves to make our outer environment something that's going to make us happy, which, of course, will never make us happy. And I think that's, you know, probably the biggest place where it can't work, because it's we're looking, like, even if we did get the big house and the $1 million, and as you said, you know, you'll be rich, but you won't be happy, and you won't.
No, people don't believe that. They'll say, well, of course I'd be happy, you know, but that's not the case. We make two really big mistakes. The first one is we say, you know, what what do I need to change in the outside world to make me happy? You know, I want to be happier, so you look around and see, what do I have to change in the outside world to help me be happy? That's one mistake. Second big mistake is, what do I have to do to be happy? You see, and we put those two together, and we get nowhere, because we keep trying to, well, I'd be happy if, you know, my spouse would, you know, do this instead of that, or, you know, my house were paid for, or, you know, whatever it is, some change in the outside world that you need to take place before you could be happy, because it's that outside world that makes you miserable, you see. And what do we need to do to make that change in the outside world? But we forget that it's not the outside world and it's not the doing. You're not really going to be happy until it comes from the inside out. Happiness doesn't come from the outside in. It's not that we have a situation that makes us happy.
Yeah.
We have the situations that we think make us happy are situations in which we can be ourselves. You see, situations in which we just are and we're ourselves and it works. You know, somebody doesn't tell us to go away, you know, or whatever. It's when we can just be ourselves, then we're happy. So we have to understand that it's not the situation. It's not the outside world. It's not the, you know, all the annoying people that are in the outside world. And it's not that that we're not doing things right. It's that we're not being right. Happiness comes from the inside. It's not an outside state. It's an inside state. And happiness is not a goal. It's not that you work to be happy. It's that you work to be loved. You work to be useful, to be helpful to other people. And happiness just occurs along the way. Happiness isn't a destination. It's the result of a journey well traveled. So if we focus on, I want to be happy, you know, you'll end up taking drugs or something. You know, that's not the right approach, to do something to make you, you know, to force you to be happy. You know, that doesn't work. That's the drug addict's reason for starting this drugs. He wasn't happy, so he takes drugs to escape, you know, his misery. And, of course, what he gets is just more misery. But you start at the self, at you. You know, you need to change. You need to be such that whatever your environment is, whatever your conditions are, you're happy. Because happiness comes from the inside. It doesn't come from the outside. Everything is a challenge. Everything is an opportunity to learn. Everything is just neat and perfect the way it is. You see, once you approach life that way, then happiness is difficult not to be. You know, everything is nice. And if things come that are hard, well, hard things can be very educational. You can learn a lot from them. They're things to do. It's things to interact. It's meaningful. Somebody close to you, you know, dies or gets hurt. Well, that's a growing situation. Be helpful. Learn to care, to, you know, share the empathy. Those are good times too. It's not just think about the bad part. Everything you can see is a positive thing once you change yourself to the point where you are free of that ego and that fear. That's what keeps you focused on, you know, misery, is that ego and fear. So
right.
This whole thing with the secret, what was so wrong about it, wrong in its approach. It's correct in that you can modify future probability, but it's wrong in that you should use this to find happiness by increasing your, you know, material gains or your, you know, relationship gains. That this is, you're going to manipulate the world to get what you want and to make it be the way you want it to be. And that's the wrong approach.
Right.
Doesn't work. Doesn't make you happy. And usually you get a good lesson, you know, with a bump right between the eyes, you know, with a big stick that says, wake up, this isn't working, you know, this is not the right way to go.
Right. And I guess it comes back to what we've discussed many times before, but it's our motivation. What is the motivation for what we think we want? Like, again, is it the happiness? Is it that deeper meaning? What is your motivation? And that's where we get caught up, because we think that our motivation can somehow be answered through our outside experiences, because that's what we know. That's all we know, because we aren't looking deeper, or we're trying to look deeper, but we get caught up in the outside experience.
Yes, that's true. And the word motivation, as you're using it, is very similar to the word intent that I was using. You know,
right.
What's your intent? What's your basic intent at the being level? And if it's a greedy intent, but what about me intent? But what about my ego? But, you know, the world isn't the way I want it. If that's is where your intent's coming from, and that's your motivation, then it's not going to work for you. No matter how hard you close your eyes and make a wish, it isn't going to give you anything important. Even if you do get the $1 million, it isn't going to give you anything really important.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I get this, and we are going to talk more next month about like some of the thoughts that I had. You're adding to it, so now I think I'm, you know, going to be expanding a lot of different areas here. But yeah, I guess that's it. You know, it's intention, your motivation, because motivation is from the being level, your intent, right? From what you just said, which is exactly what it is. I mean, we're trying to do all the time, which is not us being, but that's perfect. Tom, I always love talking with you. Tom can be found on the internet. Just Google his name. His books are there on Google Books, My Big Toe. You can find him on the internet, my-big-toe.com. You can also look up his acronym, TWCJR44. That will also give you his information. And YouTube has a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of videos that will, you could be there for days and days and days learning
you
more.
You can find him on the internet, but you can't find him on Skype when you need him.
Well, that's true. Next month there won't be a problem. No.
Yes, let's hope.
All right. Thank you again. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lori.
All right. Bye.